Shalom, shalom. Well, this morning, after yesterday, I looked at what does it mean to be born again. Today, I'd like to look at another popular question. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? You know, in Christianity, I was taught that to receive the Holy Spirit, we should carry at the altar. And then speaking in tongues would be the manifestation of the Spirit. But Shaul has negated that teaching. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 29 to 30, he said, "Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret?" So we see that that doctrine is already nullified by these two verses. But I want to go a little further than that this morning, go a little deeper to see what the Bible actually says about how we actually do receive the Holy Spirit, because it is important that we be not deceived. The Messiah repeated several times, "Be ye not deceived." Now, it is best for you to get a Bible and follow each verse I provide so you can get a proper understanding. I don't want anyone to take what I am saying. I want you to look at it and prove it for yourself through the scripture. Now, Acts 2:38 gives us the formula for receiving the gift of Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. "Then Kepha," or Peter, "said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua Mashiach, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of Ruach HaKodesh," or the Holy Spirit. If you look at it carefully, that is faith plus obedience. Faith or belief or trust in the name, and the name speaks of his authority. Belief or trust on the name plus repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized is obedience. So it's faith plus obedience. And this is what Yaakov or James means here in James 2:26. "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith or belief without works is dead also." Works speaks to obedience. Faith and obedience go together. In mainstream Christianity especially, there is much emphasis on this faith or belief, but little emphasis on obedience. However, our Mashiach, or Messiah, stated obedience through love as a prerequisite for receiving Ruach HaKodesh to dwell in us. As a prerequisite for the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, the Mashiach stated that we must be obedient. And for that, And for that, we go to John 14:15 to verse 17. And he starts with a condition. A conditional word, if. Very powerful word, if and but. Very powerful words in scripture. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Rock of Truth, or the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Should have really been, "For it dwelleth with you and shall be in you forever." So, take note of this last line, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The verse above gives the keeping of his commandments through love as a prerequisite for the Holy Spirit, for receiving the Holy Spirit. It is very important that this obedience is through love. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If we obey, just to obey, that is legalistic and not true obedience that the Messiah wants. And this is very important, because if one decides to be obedient, one is told that they are legalistic, they are going under the law, and they are this and that. But there is a difference between being legalistic, obeying just to obey, just to be justified. There's a big difference between that and obeying because of love for the Messiah, which leads us to obey him. Very different, two opposites. And so the obedience that the Messiah wants is the one where we love him, and because we love him, we obey him. In other words, it must be obedient from circumcised hearts. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If is a conditional statement. The rest of the statement is dependent on that one condition. If we keep his commandments. Now notice he provided two scenarios of the Holy Spirit in verse 17. He said, for he dwelleth with you, which is present tense, and shall be in you, which is future tense. Therefore, he was saying the rock was already with them, but the condition for the rock to be in them, that is to live in them, is that they obey his commandments through love. I hope you got that. And let me repeat, the rock was already with them, but it shall be in them if they fulfill the condition that they keep his commandments through love. And it is so important, let me read it again so we can see. John 14:15-17. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Millions claim to have the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit lives in those who have faith in the Messiah and are obedient and obey. Is there such a thing as "and are obedient and obey"? Double emphasis. Obey the commandments of the Most High. And the Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach. Let me say it again. The Spirit lives in those who have faith in the Messiah and are obedient to the commands of the Father. Acts 5:32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom Yahweh hath given to them that obey him. The Holy Spirit is given to the obedient, and the Father gives them to those who obey him. So the Son said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and the Holy Spirit will dwell in you, will live in you. And the Father is saying here in Acts 5:32, that he gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. That shows that there is a twin effect. You must obey the Son and obey the Father. Those are prerequisites for the Holy Spirit living in us. Now John 14 verse 21 goes on to reinforce that point. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So those who keep the commandments, the Father will love him. And he, the Son, will also love him. And the Son will manifest himself to him. So again, he will manifest himself to those who love him and keep his commandments. And manifest himself through the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So again, the big prerequisite for his manifestation to Ruach HaKodesh, our Holy Spirit, is obedience, keeping his commandments out of love for him. Yet, most claim to have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of what? Truth. Very important word. But the Bible says the Spirit cannot be received by worldly people who are disobedient, who do not love him enough to keep his commandments. Look at John 14, 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Now the big question is, how can the Spirit of truth that was promised to guide us into all truth bring forth so many different denominational views? Literally thousands of denominations in Christendom, almost all claiming to have the Holy Spirit of truth and almost all having dissenting different views. And truth is absolute. Truth is truth. You cannot have one truth and another truth and they are both correct. One of them has to be a lie. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So it will show you the truth, and it will also show you prophecy, things to come. Something is therefore wrong. If the rock, our Spirit of truth, Holy Spirit, is sent to guide us into all truth, and there is so much confusion in religion, in Christendom, it means many of us do not have the Holy Spirit at all. Because the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, is the rock or spirit of truth. The truth is, there are many deceiving spirits in the world. I remember my days in the Christian church where they taught that tarrying at the altar and using different techniques to receive the Holy Spirit was the way to go. I am sad to say that it is through some of these techniques that deceiving demonic spirits can enter our bodies. The Bible never told us to tarry for the Holy Spirit. Rather, it gave us the account of how the Holy Spirit was first received by the disciples. This was a unique occasion that was meant to be demonstrative. It was meant to demonstrate the power, supernatural power of the Most High. And this manifestation parallels when the first covenant on Sinai was given, when Yahweh came down on the mountain in great power. So this, the second covenant, began just as the first covenant began, with great power and signs and wonders. What happened on Sinai and at the Feast of Pentecost are manifestations of Yahweh's power that were not replicable. Not replicable by man. And he won't repeat it because those were meant to be groundbreaking supernatural manifestations. They cannot be repeated by us tarrying at the altar. As such, there is no instruction in the Bible that I know, if you know, you can correct me, that tells us to tarry at the altar for the Holy Spirit. There are clear instructions for us to receive it through faith, love, and obedience. Repent and be baptized. Love Him and keep His commandments, and the Holy Spirit will be in us, will dwell in us, will live in us. We have to be careful if we try to avoid this obedience, as the Ruach or the Spirit we receive may not be Ruach HaKodesh, may not be the Spirit of truth. 2 Timothy 3, 12-13, yea, and all that will live godly in HaMashiach Yahushua shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So if we do not live godly by keeping His commandments, we will be evil, and we will be deceived, and also be deceiving others. So it is important we obey and keep His commandments, so that we are not counted as sinners, we are not counted as evil men. We have to ensure we follow the blueprint of the written scripture so we are not deceived. And we can take a look. The scripture tells you that if we refuse to believe the truth, Yahweh will let us believe a lie. And we can look at the case of Ahab, who was disobedient. And we can look at what happened in 1 Kings 20-22. And Yahweh said, who shall persuade Ahab, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before Yahweh and said, I will persuade him. And Yahweh said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. So Yahweh allowed this lying spirit to corrupt the prophets because of the evil of Ahab. So it is important that we are obedient, so we are not counted as being evil or disobedient, or we can be allowed to be deceived by deceiving spirits. Luke 9:54-55. And when his disciples, Yaakov and Yohanan, or James and John, saw this, they said, Master, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he, the Messiah, turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. So even his disciples who were with him were of deceiving spirits. Even his disciples with him were of a different spirit. Were of an evil spirit. So the question is, are you sure the Holy Spirit dwells in you? Because Romans 8:9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Mashiach or Messiah, he is none of his. So if we do not have the Spirit, we are none of the Messiah. And we are not the elect. We are not saints. And it shows us that if we have the Spirit, we are not in the flesh. We do not live according to the dictates of the flesh. We are born again in the Spirit. John 3:5. Yahushua answered, "Verily, verily," no, this is John 3:5. 3:5. Yahushua answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh." You see, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey. I keep reinforcing that. Obey what? The commandments of Yahushua the Son and Yahweh the Father. Faith in Yahushua. And let me explain the commandments of Yahushua. The commandments of Yahushua are those things that he told us to do. But we must have faith in him in order to carry out those commandments. Though the commandments of Yahushua speaks also of faith in him. Faith to follow what he said and what he did. And the commandments of the Father are the commandments of the Father, the Torah of the Father, the law of the Father. And of course, we obey the law of the Father through faith, by being led by the Spirit. And I explained that in a link that I will leave at the in the description of this audio, how to obey the law without keeping the law. Indeed, Revelation gives us the description of the elect. The elect are those who have the Holy Spirit. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. The saints are the elect, the chosen, the holy ones. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahushua. So, they are obedient to the commandments of the Father and they follow the Son. Now here we have a disparity in religions, which is why I don't teach religion. I don't teach following religion. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh. The Jews attempt to keep the commandments, some of them, because some follow the Talmud, which are the teachings of man. But there are some that keep Torah, and they keep the commandments, but they do not have faith in Yahushua. Now the Christians, majority of Christians, have faith in Yahushua, but they do not keep Torah. They do not keep the commands of the Father. So you see, we have a disparity there. But the saints are those who strike the balance. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahushua. And in the article that I referred to, or your conscience allows you to keep the law without keeping the law, it tells you how you can balance, how you balance this, and how we are counted as saints, and how Apostle Shaul was actually teaching us and showing us how to balance it. So I strongly suggest that you read this this post, how your conscience allows you to keep the law, to obey the law without keeping the law. I strongly suggest that you read it to truly understand your salvation, understand what you have, understand what you need to do. Do you keep the commandments of the Father? The Bible is clear. The elect saints are those who both have faith in the Son as well as keep the commandments of the Father. These are they who have the Holy Spirit living in them. Not just dwelling with them, but living in them. Born not only of water, but also of the Spirit. Born also of Ruach HaKodesh. Spirit living in them. The Holy Spirit is received not by tarrying at any altar, It is a gift that is received by believing on Yahushua through repentance and baptism. Thereby it will dwell with us, but will live in us if we love him and keep his commandments. This is when we are born again. When the Spirit lives in us and we allow it to take charge of us and to lead us. Which is why it says, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth or where it chooses. So it is that everyone that is born of the Spirit. The Spirit now is able to lead us wherever it wishes, and we go wherever the Spirit leads. Have you truly received the Holy Spirit since you believed? That is the question. Again, to close, I suggest you listen to my previous audio, What Does It Mean to Be Born Again?, as well as my teaching, How Our Conscience Enables Us to Keep the Law Without Being Under the Law. I will leave links to this teaching in the description of this audio post. Thanks for listening. Shalom.